Let's get back to our show, our main focus today with Mr. Rick Broida. Rick, good to have you in.
Always a pleasure.
And I know that you've been looking at some neat kind of gadgets that have been available. I have to first of all say thank you for your tip on a new router.
Yes, you are living in the fast lane now.
I tell you, I am. And Eddie, we've talked to people a lot about this, that sometimes the internet problems you've been having, and I was having some problems with intermittent connections. We talked, I think, a week or so ago.
Right.
I had an old, used Cisco router, which was I thought was working fine.
And it was for a long time.
It was for a long time, except I kept on hearing my wife's computer is in the other room of our two-room apartment. No, I can't get it. All these cries coming from the other room, and I figured I better do something about this. And maybe the simplest fix is putting a good router in. And it looks like, by the way, that is helping. I haven't heard quite as many cries from the other room.
Well, you know, I think you're keeping ahead of the curve on this, because what's happening is that when you live in an area where there's a large populace, and you're getting
I have an apartment building with 240 people in the building.
Yeah. Exactly. And most of them have Wi-Fi in there.
Oh.
So you needed a wireless technology that can filter out all that noise and just zero in on your communication devices.
That's excellent. And by the way, this particular one, the TP-Link that you suggested, has two bands, so you can either use the 2.5 gigahertz or the 5 gigahertz.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use them simultaneously, which is really cool.
Right, right.
We had a tech at the house, and he was working on the one band, and I was on the other.
And you can also change channels. So but you can change channels for each band. So
exactly.
You know, a lot of times people take and they'll see some noise on one and go to a different channel and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
so.
Rick, that particular thing, TP-Link, I had not heard of that. Have you heard of that yet?
No, I have not.
No, I had not heard the brand either.
Yeah, I guess a lesser known brand than say like a D-Link or something like that, or a Cisco, but you know, a really good way to judge for any brand you haven't heard is to check user reviews. So I think you got this from Newegg.
Yeah. I got it off of Amazon because the price was equal.
Right.
Although Newegg for 5 days after I bought it dropped to $10.
Of course,
you know. it only cost $50, which is not. I mean, first of all, I would have thought that was too little to pay for a router. I wasn't getting a good router, but actually, your colleagues at CNET gave us a rave review.
So, and it's really, you don't need TP. It's just a TP link. But, you know, like, so the other TP that I've brought, never mind.
Yeah,
you know, like a TP roll.
You know, what a lot of people, I think, don't figure out until after it's happened is that routers can actually, I hate to even use this expression, but they can wear out, you know, and I've seen this firsthand myself in my house. I've been through a couple now where after a few years, you'd think a piece of electronics either works or it doesn't work.
Yeah, there's no moving parts.
You know, there's nothing in between, but I've seen it happen where, the connection starts to get intermittent, it starts to slow down for reasons that just can't really be pinpointed, and sure enough, swapping in a new router fixes it, fixes the issue.
And a good analogy would be if you had like an old transistor radio or something, and the output was audio, if the dang thing starts to crackle and snap and you just can't tune it in, you know it's time to replace it. You have none of those audio or visual cues, with a wireless router.
Except, for instance, slow throughput, or it's broke, you know, it breaks your connection or whatever.
Or your wife cussing from the other room.
Yes, that was my biggest indication.
and that's not always going to be the fix. I mean, if you're having internet problems, very likely it could just as easily be a Windows issue, it could be a malware issue, you never know. But I'm just saying, as far as if your router is more than 2, 3, 4 years old, it's definitely worth spending $30, $40, maybe even $50 to try that, see if it makes a difference.
And 50 is not a bad price for it. Now, by the way, Rick Broida is in studio with us, and we're going to be spending most of this first hour talking about ways to make our way through all this nonsense of sales and everything that's out there. Maybe some good rules of thumb when you're looking for things online, etc. But we'll be back to continue that conversation with Rick Broida, Ed Rudell, and Gary Baker, and myself, Foster Brown, here on the Internet Advisor.